Stacey Norman.
East Coast Radio.
All right, our first question comes from Memelo in Nottingham Road. What is the one thing your mother did right when you were young that makes you have a good relationship with her now?
Oh, my mother taught me how to be an independent woman. She took my money from me when I was 15. Literally came to pick me
did
up from my...
Did she make you pay?
Yeah, I had to pay rent. I cleaned the house from the time I was tall enough to do it. Cooked food from that stage. Basically, she's... Oh, and she told me to invest my money.
Okay.
So she basically made me the strong Beyonce-esque woman that I am today.
But isn't that the only thing that our mothers do well when it comes to women raising girls?
That's all you have to do.
Sebe in Cowies Hill is asking, how do I deal with my best friend's boyfriend who dislikes me?
What I want to say to you, honestly, is it doesn't matter.
Right?
I mean, that's actually how I feel. However, I understand that in a bid to make things more pleasant for you and your bestie, it would be ideal if the two of you can get along. But the first thing is, as long as you can get along superficially and be civil.
Be civil.
I think that that's all you need. Like, in fact, if you were to be too friendly with a boyfriend,
then
that would cause, yeah, that's a whole different set of problems. And now we're, you know, channeling like Brooke from Bold and the Beautiful. So just be civil and carry on so that it's a pleasant experience for the both of you, and all three of you, actually.
Yes. All right, Cassandra in Sydenham. What's something you swore you'd never be into that you are now mildly obsessed with?
High heels.
Right. Makeup for me. Makeup.
No, I still can't do my makeup. I literally put mascara on this morning and I've semi-blinded myself in the left eye. But heels. I'm a sneaker girl.
Yes.
But you know, now I have decided I'm entering the Carrie Bradshaw stage of my life. So I need to at least practice walking in them because, guys, I can't even sit in a high heel. It's embarrassing.
Really?
It's bad.
That's bad. All right. So now I'm in Warner Beach. What's the weirdest non-sexual thing you and your partner do that nobody else knows about?
There are a lot of things.
I mean, share one.
Obviously, if I'm going to tell you, now you're going to know about it. So we started doing this thing called... I'm just trying to think of what the best thing is here, guys. This is daytime radio. There could be, I don't know, one time child listening. We started instituting something called a self-care Sunday.
Yeah.
So we wake up when we want to.
Yeah.
And we don't speak to each other for like 2-3 hours.
Trishni in Margate is asking, what is one meal you'll never forget and what made it special?
When I was a young buck, every time there was a family gathering, and I felt that there was always a reason to have a family gathering, my grandmother would make a trifle. I never ate the trifle. I don't eat trifle, even as a small child. But my grandmother would make, so there's a system. So your starters would be like prawn and avocado, like an avocado Ritz.
Okay, okay.
And then the main is always at least 2 meats. And then she'd always make me special roast potatoes, which she still does to this day. And I'm going to Cape Town in February. I'm just going to see my G units and get the roast potatoes and then peas and beetroot. And then dessert was always a trifle. And she would just arrive with like literally boxes of food. So anything that my grandmother's ever cooked will always have a special place in my heart.
Okay, Lihle in La Lucia. Lihle La Lucia. Rhymes. How can I ask my ex if he still has my nudes without asking him if he still has my nudes?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Do you have those pictures?
Exactly.
Right?
I mean, that's probably the best way to do it. And I don't mean to be funny, but like if you've ever watched The Big Bang Theory, then you know that the character Sheldon has this idea of a relationship agreement. And I'm telling you, there's validity to that. Because if you're going to be in a romantic relationship with somebody and you send them nudes, that's your boyfriend or your girlfriend, your partner. You know what I mean? There's respect. But should this relationship, upon termination of this relationship, there must be a clause that says that you will delete in front of, and that you won't have any other copies.
Robin in Isipingo, as a guy, how do I go about initiating a friendship with a colleague who I really like without her thinking it's romantic?
You need to start saying bro.
Bro and dude.
Yeah, dude, chummy, like completely desexualize.
Yeah.
All terms of affection. No babe, no honey. And I know that this sounds really silly, but that's a good question, Robin. It's a workplace environment. We're living in 2020. You do need to be careful and consent is important. So thank you, Robin, for shining a light on that. But literally just scrap all the cutesy whatevers and don't compliment her on what she looks like.
Yeah.
Basically, treat her like one of the boys.
All right. Is there any graffiti in ladies' bathrooms, and what does it say? Anthony in Durban. Anthony, you would just die.
Anthony has been outside those bathroom stalls, despacito, to go inside. Anthony, there is.
Oh my word.
But 9 times out of 10, it's because the girls have had too many tequilas, and then they go in and they're like, So like Andy and I go out for argument's sake. Mm-hmm. And then somehow somebody manages to have a magic marker. Where these girls get these magic markers from, only Oprah knows. And then Andy and Stacey, friends forever. These are literally 35-year-old women. So there's that. Also, some people will like write their boyfriend's names or their girlfriend's names.
So from what I've read in girls' bathrooms, even high school or going clubbing or whatever, it's always been shaming stuff. So I was always like shaming
Where
words.
Were you going?
Well, like if I go to like a club, it's always like somebody's name being shamed for their sexuality or...
What?
Yeah. Girl.
You know what you need to do? You need to go into those bathrooms and take some Tippex and Tippex that stuff out because that's not right.
Stacey Norman. Weekdays 12 to 3 p.m. East Coast Radio.